This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The corporate news this Tuesday comes to us from the aerospace industry. United Technologies, the industrial conglomerate that owns, among other companies, the Carrier Corporation, maker of air conditioning and heating equipment in the news of late. They're buying Rockwell Collins, maker of, among other things, airplane seats. $23 billion is the price tag, and I mention it because, have you seen airplane seats lately? Smaller, thinner, closer together, all in the name of profit with a little bit of design engineering thrown into the mix. Justin Bachman wrote about the ever-shrinking airline seat for Bloomberg. Justin, thanks for coming on.
Hi, thank you.
Tell me about this lab they have at Rockwell Collins, the seat manufacturer.
Well, it's a research and design center, and what they do there is try to figure out, you know, what can be done to make the seat comfortable in the face of airlines trying to squeeze as many of these things as possible onto their airplanes.
All right, quantify this for me. How much smaller are seats getting?
Well, it used to be back in, say, the 1980s, 90s, you would have 34 to 35 inches of pitch, and that's the space between one spot on the back of a seat to the next spot. And that has slowly come down, you know, 32 to 31 to 30 to try to pack more seats onto the same airplanes.
Obviously, that gets you more front to back, but they're also making them skinnier, right, so that they can get more side to side.
They are. The seats have gotten narrower, and that way you can put in, you know, another, like on a 777, it used to have 9 across, now you have 10 across on many airlines, and it's getting pretty tight.
Well, it's getting tight, but more particularly, it's getting tight in the back of the plane, right? Because they're using the distance saved for the back of the plane to get more higher revenue seats in the middle and front. Isn't that right?
Yeah, we've seen a lot more premium economy. So that's the seat that's not quite business, but it's a little bit more spacious than what you find in the back. And that's coming to a lot more airlines. For example, American started selling that earlier this year. It's rolling out across the industry so that they have more different types of product on the plane.
Also from American, though, from your piece, not only are passengers pushing back, but flight attendants as well, right? The American Airlines flight attendants went to management and said, hey, man, we're the ones who have to deal with all these really irate passengers whose knees are up under their chins.
That's right. Yeah. American's getting a new generation of the 737 this fall. And what they wanted to do was put three rows of 29 inches as opposed to 30 inches,
wow,
which the rest of the plane will have. And the flight attendants had some real issues with that because they're the ones that are going to probably face this more than any American Airlines executives would. So after several weeks of back and forth, the airline relented and said, we'll just make the whole plane 30 inches.
There is also a court case pending, right, on the safety of this and minimum pitch requirements so that people can get out of those planes if they have to in a hurry.
Right. Yeah. The FAA says you have to get everybody off a plane fully loaded at 90 seconds in an emergency. And there was a court case earlier this year with a consumer group that said that that's not feasible, and the court agreed because the FAA had not demonstrated that their testing had showed that. So it's not a case where, you know, the government is going to suddenly start telling airlines put more space, but it is a case where the FAA is going to have to demonstrate that they have studies that show that even with these, you know, tight seat pitches, that they can still evacuate these airplanes.
Justin Bachman, writing on the incredible shrinking airline seat in Bloomberg. Justin, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.